If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will set us free from sin, from evil. The truth will set us free from the philosophy of this world, which is a lie, starting from Satan, who told us a lie from the beginning to our first parents, that they would become like gods if they ate from the tree of good and evil. And our parents listened to that lie. And Satan's always lying to us, putting false suggestions into our mind, and sometimes we perhaps listen or we expose ourselves to him, to this lie, to the lie of the world, to the lie of our sinful self, our fallen nature, which pulls us down to the lie and pulls us down to sin. Sin is a lie. Sin tells us that disobeying God is the way to happiness, and self-gratification is the way to happiness. Sinful pleasures of the world are the way to happiness. Selfishness is the way to happiness. This is all a lie. And Jesus is telling us that if we listen to his teachings and we follow his example, we will find the truth, and the truth will set us free from these lies and from the bondage that comes from them, bondage that comes from Satan, the hold that Satan can have on us if we expose ourselves to him enough and we give in to him enough. And so we want to be set free from all this. We want to listen to Jesus, to cling to him, to love him, because we are made to love God. We are made to follow God and his teachings. We are made to live in the truth, and Satan is always trying to confuse us and stir up the murky waters and hide us from the truth. And if we expose ourselves to that, if we live for the world, we will be confused. We will be falling down the wrong path, to away from God, away from the truth, away from clarity and light. And so it's up to us to listen to the teachings of Jesus, to hold on to them and to cling to God, to keep praying for the truth. And the more we pray, the more we follow the teachings of Jesus, the more we will come into the light, the more we be free, the more we will see our way to heaven, to the way to happiness. And so Jesus is the truth, and we are just to keep our eyes fixed on him in all of his teachings and his example. And Our Lady helps us to come to Jesus, to follow him, to see him clearly, and to stay close to him. And so we are called to live in the truth. This is what we are made for. We are made for God and not for lies. And we are made to live a holy life. We are made to live, do good deeds and practice the truth and to love God. So, and that will make us free, set us free and keep us free and keep us happy and keep us on the true and right path to God, to eternal life.
Christus.